Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tes, and we are on the last line of Daf Ches Amid Beis. So the Mishnah had said, "Kol az Vachim shenizbuchu shaloi l'shman ksherim, ela shaloi olu l'baylon l'shem chayva chutz min ha-Pesach ve'achachas." And then the Mishnah said, "Ha-Pesach, when we say that a Pesach shaloi l'shma is possible, it's dafka bizmana. It's only if it was brought during the zman that the Torah said you're supposed to bring the Korban Pesach, which is Erev Pesach, Bein Arbayim." Clearly implied from the Mishnah is that if the Pesach would be brought shaloi bizmana, it would not be brought during that time. The halacha is it would be kosher. The Gemara on the top of the Ches Amid Beis brought a brisa that expanded a little on this idea. Tanu Rabbanon, Pesach bizmanoi l'shmai kosher, shaloi l'shmai pasul. L'shmai kosher, obviously, that's the Iker Mitzvah's Korban Pesach. Shaloi l'shmai pasul, that's the Mishnah. U'b'shayim ois hashana, if the Korban Pesach was brought not bizmanoi l'shmai, if it was brought l'shem Pesach, pasul. And that's also pashut, says Rashi. Because being that you're bringing it l'shem Pesach, it's definitely a Korban Pesach. A Korban Pesach has to be brought bizmanoi. Shaloi bizmanoi, naturally, it's going to be pasul. Shaloi l'shmai, this is the chiddush, if the Pesach was brought b'shayim ois hashana, in other words, shaloi bizmanoi, and it was brought shaloi l'shma, in that case, it's going to be kosher. And the Gemara discussed this halach in detail, and what emerged from the Gemara is that a Pesach that's brought shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi l'shma, it doesn't matter what the kavana of shaloi l'shma was. It doesn't matter if you thought l'shem oyla, l'shem chatas, l'shem b'char, l'shem toida, l'shem shlomim. As long as it wasn't l'shem Pesach, it was shaloi l'shma, the machshava of shaloi l'shma is oiker, the status of Korban Pesach, and it flips it into a shlomim. So this Korban Pesach now becomes a Korban shlomim. How do you know that? You need a makar for this. The makar the Gemara brought was the imen atzoin karbonoi lezevach shlomim l'ashem. Lezevach is mashma all karbonos. So any type of machshava shaloi l'shma, what's the halacha? Shlomim. It's going to end up being a carbon shlom. The Gemara discussed, klal uprat, klal pratu, klal ribui. The bottom line is, that was what the Gemara came out with. Says the Gemara, Eimo l'chol d'shochet le l'havi kavaseh. Being that in that pasuk, the makar to this idea that a Pesach, shaloi bezmane, shaloi l'shma, has a din shlomim. The Torah doesn't just mention shlomim. The Torah says lezevach, and lezevach is a loshen ha-koileles. It's koilel shar karbonis as well. And what do we darshan from lezevach? In what way do we say that this halacha is true even for shar korbanos? As it impacts the machshava shalei l'shma. It doesn't have to be a machshava l'shem shlomim in order for it to be a shlomim. But a machshava l'shem oyla also makes it into a shlomim. Because lezevach is marba. Freik the Gemara, that why don't we say that lezevach is marba, that not only could the Pesach shaloi bizmanu shaloi l'shma become a shlomim, but maybe it could become another type of carbon as well. So how would you know when it should be a shlomim and when it should be something else? Maybe kol d'shachit le l'havi kavasa. So if you think l'shem shlomim and a chanami, it should be a shlomim. If you think l'shem oyla, then it should be an oyla. Now the truth is, if you remember the cheshmen from the previous staff, Gemara asked this kasha already. And the Gemara had a teretz, ayim b'achroinim, what exactly the Gemara means to be moisef. But the bottom line is, that's the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara's kasha is that, how do I know that if I think l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim, and if I think l'shem oyla, it becomes a shlomim? Maybe if I think l'shem shlomim, it becomes a shlomim. But if I think l'shem oyla, it becomes an oyla. And if I think l'shem chatas, it becomes a chatas. Kol d'shachali, any carbon that you think you have in mind that it should be, if it's shaloi bizmanu, the carbon pesach should become that. I'm Rav Avin. So Rav Avin said it can't be, because doichin kachim hanecholim eitzim kachim hanecholim, vein doichin kachim hanecholim eitzim kachim she'enan hanecholim. You can't tell me that if you think l'shem oyla, it should become a carbon oyla. Okay, because we're discussing kachim hanechalim, the Korban Pesach, and it doesn't make sense to convert kachim that is nechal into kachim that's not nechal. But the Gemara says, okay, that just knocks out oila. But atu chatas v'ashem ilay misachli, the chatas and the ashen are nechalim. And being that they're nechalim, so maybe if you think l'shem chatas or l'shem ashen, it should become a chatas or an ashen. Why is it only a shlomim? So the Gemara says, Eli, you're right. Doichin kachim hanecholim l'chol adam, eitzel kachim hanecholim l'chol adam. Vein doichin kachim hanecholim l'chol adam, eitzel kachim she'en necholim l'chol adam. Pesach is nechal l'chol adam. Every single year, besides for an Arul, there's very few exceptions. But a Zar, a Kayin, a Levi, Yisrael, an Isha, they could all eat eat from the Korban Pesach. They all have a mitzvah to eat from the Korban Pesach. So if we're going to be doicha the Korban Pesach, we're going to say that shaloi bezman shaloi lishma now becomes another type of carbon. It has to be a different type of carbon that's similar to the Korban Pesach in that it's nechal, but nechal chaladam. That knocks out chatas for Asham as well. Because the chatas for Asham are nechal, but the only nechal is zichrei kahuna. You had to be a kohen, a zachar, in order to be able to eat from the chatas for Asham. So it can't be an oila, because how are you going from a Pesach to an oila? Oila is not nechal at all. And it can't be chatas for Asham either, because the chatas for Asham aren't nechal to everybody, it's only lezichrei kahuna. But the Gemara says, additionally, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Abinoimer, deichen kachem kalamitz and kachem kalamitz, deichen kachem kalamitz and kachem kadashim. Another way to explain why it wouldn't make sense for the Pesach to become an oil or a chatas v'ashem, because Pesach is kachem kalam, and oil or chatas v'ashem are kachem kadashim. But the Gemara says, maskel, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Savrin, ey meshach to l'shem meiser, l'havi meiser, you're still not done, because it's true, you knocked out oil, you knocked out chatas v'ashem. Either because oil or chatas v'ashem are necha l'chol adam, or because oil chatas v'ashem akachim kadoshim, and then akachim kalam. And it makes sense that if we're going to be doicha the Korban Pesach, we're going to be doicha to a type of kedusha that's similar to itself. But I have one. What about meiser? Meiser is kachim kalam. It's nechal l'chol adam. So maybe if you think l'shem shlamim, it should be a shlamim. But if you think l'shem meiser, it should be a meiser. And the Gemara says, the Gemara adds, l'may hilchas l'may nafgemina that you'd say it's a meiser, you have to treat it like a meiser. Number one, l'ibay nesachim. A shlamim has nesachim, a meiser doesn't have nesachim. So this Korban Pesach that was karev, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi lishma l'shem meiser. How do you know it's automatically a shlamim? No matter what, the machshava shaloi lishma it becomes a shlamim. Meaning you're going to have a din nesachim. Maybe it's meiser. Maybe you don't bring the nesachim. Additionally, with milka lebele you go. There's a special loisa say in the parsha of meiser behema that if somebody sells meiser behema, he's over a lav. The lav of lo yigael. But the point is, we're not learning the sugi's of meiser behema now, but if it would become meiser, maybe if you'd sell it, you'd have the lav of lo yigael. Says the Gemara, amakra, it can't be meiser. You know why? The only way for an animal to become Maisa Behema is Ha Asiri Yer Kodesh. It has to be the Asiri. But if it's not Al Yidei Asiri, you can't become Maisa Behema in another way. So, can't be Maisa either. But the Gemara says there's other Karbanas. It could still be a Bechar. Number one, if it's not a Shlomim and it's a Bechar, Shlomim means Nesachim, Bechar doesn't need Nesachim. Inami, additionally, the Lace for the Kehanim. Nafkimidis, you have to give it to a Kayan. If it's a Shlomim, so Roiva the Karban Shlomim was Nech by the Bailer. There was a chelik of it that had to go to the Kehanim. But the majority of it, the Bailer was able to take home and eat. You had supper for a very long time if you brought a carbon shlom. As opposed to, well, it was only nechal to 2 days, so that's not true. But as opposed to the Bechar that had to be given completely to the Kehanim. But the bottom line is again, how do you know that whatever you shechted it for, it automatically becomes a shlamim? Maybe, at the very least, if you shechted it l'shem bechar, it should become a bechar, says the Gemara. Bechar nami avara avara mi meiser gamar. Another thing that will appear many times throughout Seder Kachim, and that is that there's a gzeira shava that links the parsha of bechar to the parasha of Maisa Behema. Again, when you think of Maisa Behema, don't get confused with Maisa Rishon and Maisa Sheni. It's a completely different parasha. Maisa Rishon, Maisa Sheni, that's agricultural. That's when you learn, say, the Zeroyim. Now we're learning Kachim. Maisa Behema was Kodesh, or Asiri Yeh Kodesh, meaning it was a carbon. It was carbon in Mizbeach. It was like a carbon Pesach. It was like an oil. It was a chatas. It was a shlamim. Had its own unique status. So there's a Gzeres Shava that compares Maisa Behema to Bechar through a Gzeres Shava from the words avara, avara. The bottom line is that just like we said, by meiser, there's a halacha of asiri yekodesh. The only way it could become meiser behema is if it's the asiri. But there's no halacha that if you shech the Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi l'shem meiser behema, that it's going to become meiser behema through the gzeir shabbat. The same has to be true with regards to bechar as well. That if someone would shech the carbon Pesach, shaloi bizmanoi, shaloi l'shma, l'shem bechar, it wouldn't be able to be a bechar either. So it can't be an oilach. Why not? Number one, they're not nechal. Number two, they're kachi kadashim. We're not going to make a carbon Pesach into something that's not nechal, only lezichrei kahuna, or to something that's kachi kadashim. You can't tell me that the carbon Pesach with a machshava shleil l'shmal shleil bezmanoi is going to become meiser. Because the only way you become meiser is asiri yekodesh. It can't be bechar because it's a gzeirah shava between chayr and meiser. If it can't be meiser, it can't be bechar either. But the Gemara says we're not done yet. L'chura, we seem to have covered most of our, but not everything. Because ve'im ashachti l'shem tamura l'havi tamura. And this is a very puzzling question. What's the halach of tamura? Tamura is somebody who has a carbon and he decides that, you know something, he has seller's remorse. So he went and he was makdish an animal. He says, harezu oila. And then he chapped after, you know, I made a mistake. Why did I make this the oila? I should have made the other one the oila. Maybe the other one's better, but whatever. He wanted the other one instead to be an oila. So he goes and he says, harezu tamuras oila. That instead of this animal being the oila, I want the other one to be the oila. Says the Torah of Ahayu u tamurasa yeh kaidish. They both end up becoming a carbon oila. He's over a loisa say for doing it, too lavin. But the point is that there's a concept of tmura. Meaning, it's shaykh for something to become hektish al yudei, saying the words harezu oila, or something can become an oila al yudei, the parish of tmura. Where he didn't say harezu oila, he said harezu tmura oila. So the Gemara has a kasha that maybe the halach is that if somebody would shecht the carbon pesach, Shaloi bizman or shaloi lishma, but what was his kavanah when he was thinking shaloi lishma? He didn't say I'm shechting the Pesach l'shem oilu l'shem shlomim l'shem chatos l'shem ashram l'shem bechar l'shem ma'is behema. He said I'm shechting it l'shem tmura, as if there's a new shem, there's a carbon tmura. That's what he's having him up. We're not learning tmura now, but freak the Gemara. Maybe it should be chal hektish and a hektish of tmura. Now, what type of tmura? What type of tmura? So if you look in the Achronim, everybody quotes a Mishnah Melech. Mishnah Melech says that the Gemara's kasha was tmura of meiser behema. In the Shirim, they're very bothered with this Mishnah Melech. The Shita Mekubetzes, if you look at his gerasi, he seemed to not go with the Mishnah Melech. But the bottom line is, let's just learn the Gemara Kipshutai, that there's a concept of a kedushas tmura, and maybe really it depends on if you were thinking tmuras oila, then it'll be a tmuras oila. If you were thinking tmuras chatas, then it'll be a tmuras chatas. But the bottom line is, there is another option, says the Gemara, and lemai hilchas, lemai nafgemina, that it's chal kedushas tmura, lemilkala. Maybe you'd have to get malkas. The Shita Mekubetzes takes out the next line. Amar Mazutra Breid Rav Nachman Amakra. It says Vahayu Hu Ut Murasa Yia Kodesh Zut Tmura Veinachat Tmura. No, we have a meeting in the parish of Tmura. There's one way you can become a Tmura. The only way you have Tmura is if you do what the Torah says. You're not supposed to do. If you create a Tmura in the way that the Torah says, you create Tmura by being Machlif, by being Meimer. But if having a Machshava to somehow make something Tmura, even though there's a Pesach in the parasha of Karban Pesach, that if you think Pesach Shaloi Bezmanu Shaloi Lishma, maybe you can create that Tzu Kedusha. So you want to tell me maybe you can create the Kedusha of a Tmura, V'hoyu Tmura Zu Tmura V'nacha Tmura, then knocks that up. But the Gemara says V'ema Shachti L'shem Toida Labi Toida. What about a Karban Toida? We didn't address that. Now the truth is, a Toida is a type of a Shlomim, but it's a very unique type of Shlomim. What's unique about it? Hilchas Latine Lechem. You had to bring Lachmei Toida, the 40 breads that had to be brought together with the Karban Toida. So maybe if a person brings a carbon pesach, shaloi bezmanoi, shaloi lishma. What was the machshava shaloi lishma? He was thinking l'shem toida. Maybe the halach is that it becomes a carbon toida. Again, l'may naf community has to breed lechem. So the Gemara says, me'ik imidi the pesach guvi l'boi lechem, u'may sorry boi lechem. How's that possible? You mean to tell me a carbon pesach, if you did it properly, you wouldn't need lechem. But now that you had a machshava shaloi lishma, l'shem toida, now it gets a din of a toida, now it needs lechem. Right away, hachi, that's the whole sugya. Hashtanami, me'ik imidi the pesach guvi l'boi nesach, u'may sorry boi nesach. You tell me that it becomes a shlomim. That you bring the Nesach. Pesach doesn't need Nesach. The Teretz is, that's the Chiddush. Is Mechadish that a Pesach, Shaloi Bezmanu, that's brought with a Machshav and Shaloi Lishma, there that Shlomim. It's not Dinei Shlomim. That's all been Nesach, the whole 9 yards. So maybe the same thing is going to be over here. That maybe if you think Lashem Toid, it becomes a Toid, maybe you have to bring the Lachmi Toid as well. The Gemara says, no, you don't understand my question. And not Hochi Kamrina. What I meant to say was as follows. That's something that can't be. The halacha is that if you have a Moisar Toida, how would you have a Moisar Toida? Somebody had a Chiv to bring a carbon Toida. He was from the Arba Tzrichim Lahoidis. But he was Mafresh two Toidas. And the reason he was Mafresh two is because he felt, what if one gets lost? So I have a backup. I'll have the other one. He didn't end up needing the second one. So what's the halacha? The halacha is it has Kedushas Toida. It was carved like a toida, but there was no lechem. The lachmei toida were not brought for a moiser toida. So the Gemara Tain is that if a moiser toida, hagamit has kedushas toida, doesn't have lechem. So how could you tell me that a moiser pesach is going to have a din of lechem? Either way, Tain is the Gemara. Based on process of elimination, we know that when we say that carbon pesach that was brought shaloi bezmanu shaloi lishma, no matter what the machshava shaloi lishma is, lezevach was marbada. No matter what the machshava shaloi lishma was, the halach is it becomes a shlomim. It only becomes a shlomim. It can't be a chatas. It can't be an oil. What mecha teisi? You're going to tell me because it says the word shlomim, but the Gemara is not
moved by that. The Gemara thinks that maybe if you thought l'shem shlamim, that's what the Torah means when it says shlamim. But maybe if you thought l'shem oil, it should be an oil. If you thought l'shem chatas, it should be a chatas. If you thought l'shem tamura, it could be a tamura. It could be anything, kind of the Gemara. So the Gemara, just by process of elimination, worked through every type of carbon. We even addressed things like tamura. Mamish, we worked through everything, and the Gemara came out that the bottom line is there is no other option. So there's no other option. But the Les Breira, it's going to end up being shlamim. But that was Pashit. Throughout the sugya and throughout the discussion of this pasuk, when it says ve'imen atzayin karbonai lezevach shlamim lashem, we're talking about not a carbon shlamim, but rather we're talking about a carbon pesach. Ve'imen atzayin karbonai lezevach shlamim lashem. It doesn't say the word pesach anywhere in the pasuk, but it says ve'imen atzayin, and the Gemara said dover abamen atzayin yehi lezevach shlamim. And what's a dover abamen atzayin? Pesach. Okay, Pesach has to be brought after from Tzoyin. What does it mean, a Pesach is a Shlomim? A Pesach is a Pesach. So it must be we're talking about where a Pesach was brought, Shaloi Kehilchasa. What do we mean? Shaloi Lashma, because Shaloi Bezman, Shaloi Lashma somehow was Oikir the Shem Pesach, whatever. That's this whole sugi over here. But the Gemara says it's not true. There's actually one other carbon that had to be Dafka Menat Tzoyin. The carbon Pesach is not the only carbon that had to be brought Menat Tzoyin. There's one other carbon. Maskif, Lo Rav Yeh, Ma Breda, Rav Hillel, Ubi Maidah, Ben Moisah, Pesach, Sev. Who says the Pesach's even talking about a carbon Pesach? Dilma, Ben Moisah, Asham, Sev. An Asham also had to be brought from a carbon Pesach. An Asham had to be an ayil. So if it had to be an ayil, a ram, that is a subcategory of tzayin. So maybe when the Torah says menat tzayin, we're not talking about a carbon pesach. Maybe we're talking about a carbon ashram. Now, what does it mean? Ashram bezmanoi shaloi bezmanoi. There's no concept l'chura of bezmanoi. Carbon pesach is a zmanoi. Beinu arbayim, erev pesach. So what does it mean when you say moiser ashram? So it would be some other type of moiser ashram. You will mafish an ashram and you can't bring it now as an ashram. So the halacha is that maybe it should become a carbon shlama. But maybe that's what the pasuk is saying. Maybe the pasuk's not talking about a carbon pesach bechlal. Maybe we're talking about a carbon nash. Amar Rava, Amar Kra, the pasuk says, Ve'im min hatzayin karbonu lezevach shlamim, dover hashava bechal tzayin. We're talking about a carbon that could be brought from any type of tzayin. Tzayin means kvasim and izim. That's the definition of tzayin. Whereas a carbon pesach could be either min hakvasim or min ha'izim. It's a mikromoli in Parashas Boy. The carbon asham had to be dafka an ayil. So it couldn't be min ha'izim. It had to be dafka min hakvasim, a male. But dafka min hakvasim. So min hatzoyin karboni lezavach shlomim is mashma dover hashova b'chol hatzoyin. So that's dafka pesach, that's not asham. Maskev lo rab abun barchiyo v'item rab av markano b'chol atar at amrit min lohitzi v'kan min l'rabis g'shmak ha'kasha. Usually in wherever you find the word min in a pasuk, so what's the Gemara always do with the word min? Min is some. It's always coming to be mema'et. In other words, v'im min hatzoyin karbonoi, it would be a little bit more geshmak to say that if the carbon was something that is min hatzoyin, that could only be from some tzoyin, it sounds like that's what we're talking about. What we're saying is just the opposite. That imen atzoyin karbonoi is dover hashava b'chol atzoyin. So afraid the Gemara, b'chol atar v'atar at amrit min lohoite. Usually you say that what is min mean? It's lahitzi. Which would therefore suggest that maybe the pasuk is davka talking about an asham. We're talking about a carbon that's brought min atzoy. That's not shava b'chol atzoy. And here we say punk fakert. V'kan min l'rabbis amr avmani hocha nami min lahitzi. I hear. But the truth is we are going to darshan the word min lahitzi over here. Household layasi ben shtei shanav layasi ben akeva. Because although the carbon pesach could be brought all types of tzayin, in terms of the sug animal, it's dover hashava b'chol tzayin. But there is a min. There are many limitations. What are the limitations? Number one, it has to be 1 year old. It's like asi ben shtei shanim. Number two, it has to be a zachar. It can't be an akeva. So we are going to be mekayim the word min, even though we're talking about a carbon pesach. But the Gemara continues. We're not done yet. Not even close. Mask of Rav Chanan back to saw. Umimos es amret chiksev hay ben moiser pesach ksev. Is it even possible to say that this pasuk, the im min hatzoyin karbonu lezevach shlamim lashem, which is the basis to this halacha, that a pesach shaloi bezman shaloi lishma, has a din of a carbon shlam. Meaning, what we're saying is that the pasuk, although literally sounds like it's talking about a carbon shlamim, really is not talking about a carbon shlamim. It's talking about a carbon pesach. The im min hatzoyin is a giloi that we're discussing a carbon pesach, and what we're saying is that a carbon pesach, given certain parameters, what's the parameter we've discussed till now, where the shechita was done Shaloi bezmanoi, shaloi lishma, is going to be a carbon shlama. But again, what we're saying is that the pasuk is not discussing a carbon shlamim, but rather it's discussing a carbon pesach. Right? That's the aleph base from the sugya. If you look at the hemshach ha-psukim, so the pasuk continues and says in keves hu makreves karbonoi, and then a few psukim later it says im eiz karbonoi. L'chura mechlau de la b'moisa pesach ksiv. Obviously, we're not talking about a carbon pesach. Why? Because a carbon pesach had to be brought min akvasim or min o'izim. And that's really what the pasuk says. Im kesef hu makriv, im eiz karbonoi. So clearly the pasuk is describing something that could be brought either min akvasim or min o'izim. But the Gemara's catch is we know already that the carbon pesach had to be brought either min akvasim or min o'izim. We know from Parashas Bo. So if this parasha here in Vayikra is discussing a carbon pesach, why does Torah have to say if the carbon pesach was brought min akvasim, kach? If it was brought min o'izim, kach? In other words, what you're telling me is that this carbon can be brought either min akvasim or min o'izim. If we're discussing a carbon pesach, I know that. I know that from Parashas Bo. The Gemara is asking, maskeflora prana big desa. It's a little bit more mashma that the Torah is saying a chiddush over here. The Torah is telling me something that really I don't know. What the Torah is talking about is a regular carbon shlamim. And the Torah is discussing a yachid that wants to be minad of a shlamim. And the Torah says it's minat zayin. What does it mean minat zayin? Minat kvasim or minat yisim. Carbon Pesach, yeah, that's Parashas Bo. And I know carbon Pesach has brought minat kvasim and yisim. But that's not what this pasuk is discussing. We're discussing a carbon shlamim. The problem is we just borrowed this whole parasha. We gandered a parasha in the Torah. We literally said this parasha is not talking about shlamim. Even though it sounds like it's talking about a shlamim. It's talking about something that started off as a carbon Pesach. It's a Meiser Pesach, quote unquote. Our example of Meiser Pesach so far is where there'll be others soon. But our example of a Meiser Pesach so far is where it was Karev Shaloi Bezmanu Shaloi Lishma. But the point is we're saying the parasha is talking about a Pesach. It's talking about a Pesach. Why does the Torah have to tell me that it's Minak? Why do you need the pasuk in kesev u'makrives karbonoi, in eiz karbonoi? I know that already. Elamai, we're talking about a shlamim, and I don't know that by a carbon shlamim. So the Gemara, no, you're right. Really, it's talking about a carbon pesach, and that's why we have the makar here for moiser pesach v'chulu. Are you going to ask me a question? Why do I need him kesev in eiz? Don't I know that from parashas boy? It's true. But ahumi boy l'chidatayin, there's a brayse that teaches me a lot of additional halachas that I only know from these words. Number one, it says kesev l'rabbi says a pesach la'alya, that when they used to burn the fats of the carbon pesach, they used to burn the tail. That's a chiddush when you learn the sugyas of Akhtara, but it's learned out from the word kesef. Kishu oimer im kesef. The word im is l'rabbis pesach she'ibrish nos. That's coming to teach me another example of a moisa pesach, and that is that if a carbon pesach is more than a year old, once it's more than a year old, it's not right to be a carbon pesach anymore. What do I do with it? It becomes a carbon shlamim. Another example of moisa shlamim. So I know that from the im kesef. Ushlamim habayim machmas ha-pesach l'chol mitzvah pesach. Another halacha I learned from the word in is that the shlamim that were brought together with the carbon pesach, that they have a din shlamim shiyatan usmichu nesachin v'tenufas chazav v'shaik. What's the shlamim that was brought with the carbon pesach? So when they used to bring the carbon pesach, they used to bring different shlamims together with it. And first they would eat the carbon shlamim, and then they would eat the carbon pesach. And this is not the shalmi chagiga that was brought on yontif. This is a carbon that was brought on erev yontif. It was the shlamin that was brought on yud dalet, the chagigas yud dalet. Why did they bring it? Because carbon pesach has to be nechal ala soifa. That's why we eat afikoyim ala soifa. Because we eat afikoyim as a zeicha for the carbon pesach. Right? They didn't eat afikoyim when they had the carbon pesach. We eat afikoyim because we don't have a carbon pesach. So that's the zeicha for the carbon pesach. Instead of eating a lamb, we sit down, we eat a matzah, and that's what we do. It's a zeicha for the Karban Pesach. We eat it ala soiva because Karban Pesach had to be nachal ala soiva. Here's the problem. How do you guarantee that when you sit down to eat the Karban Pesach, it's going to be nachal ala soiva? Maybe you're going to eat a piece of meat, you're hungry, you're sitting down to eat first after a long day there, you're starving. How's it nachal ala soiva? So what they used to do is they'd bring a Karban Shlamim. And the Karban Shlamim was brought first, and everybody would eat from the Shlamim. That was the Suda. And then they would take the Karban Pesach, like when we have the Afikoyim at the end of the meal, and they would eat it. The MS says all carbonas had to be nechal ala soiva. It's a Rashi and Tosfos and the Masechtas, but all carbonas had to be nechal ala soiva. So what's the chiddush of the carbon pesach? I mean, it wasn't this always true. The chiddush was that ordinarily, when a person ate kachem, he would eat. He would, you know, stuff himself up a little bit. Eat. I hear, it's a good kasha. How do you eat the shlamim then? If the shlamim has to be nechal ala soiva, it's a good kasha. So, but they used to eat, and then afterwards, when they were ala soiva, they would eat the carbon that you were bringing. The chiddush of carbon pesach was is that the food that you eat to get to the point of ala soiva was gufa shlamim. That's the chiddush of carbon pesach. I mean, usually you would eat regular chulin. Get to the point where you're ala soiva. Now I'm ready to eat kachem. But here on carbon pesach, They brought a shlamim to get you to the point. Technically, you could have sat down on the seder, eaten whatever you wanted to eat, and then get ready to eat the Karban Pesach. No. So like you eat the afikoymen to get ready for the afikoymen, so to speak. You're eating a shlamim to get ready for the Karban Pesach. But the bottom line is that those karbonos that were brought, that chagiga that was brought on Erev Pesach to get you to the point where you're ala seva, to prepare you for eating the Karban Pesach, that was a shlamim. How do I know that? I know that also from the im. And then when it says im eis, hifsika inyan, limei da'lo eish, eina tuna aliyah. The reason it says im in the parasha of im eis is to tell me that only if it's a kesev is the halacha that they would burn the tail. If it was an eis, they didn't burn the tail. The bottom line is, we thought that if from the fact that the Torah is so wordy and the Torah tells me that it could be either a sheep or it could be a goat, obviously not talking about a Karban Pesach, because we're talking Karban Pesach, we know these halachas already. And for the Gemara, it's true, we know these halachas. There's other halachas that the Torah is coming to teach me with this. Either way, so what's the makar to this idea that a Moiser Pesach becomes a Shlamim? And now we have two applications of Moiser Pesach. What was the first one? A Pesach that was brought Shaloi Bezmane, Shaloi Lashma. It gets a din of a Shlamim. What's the second one? If it was Ibrish Shnasa, if it's more than a year old. The first halacha we learned from the Iker Pasek. The second halacha we learned from, it says, Im Kesev L'Rabbis Pesach She Ibrish Shnasa. If you remember, on Daf Zayin Amid Beis, the Gemara brought another Pasek. The Gemara brought a Pasek that said, V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, and Rav Nachman learned from there, Minayin L'moysa Pesach Shekarev Shlamim, Shenemar V'zavachta Pesach L'Hashem Elokecha, Tzoyin U Bakar. And the Gemara learned from there, you see from there that a Moysa Pesach becomes a Shlamim. Rashi Taich, what does Moysa Pesach mean? Rashi and Daf Zayin Amid Beis, we're talking about where somebody was mafish two karbonis Pesach, one of them got lost. Rashi says, She'ovad v'neschaper ba'achar v'nim tzorishan. So really, if you halting cheshbon from Daf Zayin Amid Beis, this is already the third Moysa Pesach that we have. So we had Daf Zayin Amid Beis from the Pasuk of Zavachto Pesach L'Hashem Alekecha, a concept of Moysa Pesach Shlamim. What's that concept of Moisa Pesach Shlamim? That if you lost the Karban Pesach, you mafresh another one. The second one becomes a Moisa Pesach. It's carved like a Shlamim. Then we have the Moisa Pesach on Tavches Amid Beis. The Imen Atzoyin Karbonoi V'Zevach Shlamim Hashem. That's the Pesach Shloi Bezmanu Shloi Lashma. And now we have this brisa that we just mentioned. Im Kesev Hu Makriv Es Karbonoi L'Rabbis a Pesach. That was Ibrish Nasim. So really we have three Mekairis right now to this concept of a Pesach somehow converting into a Shlamim. So the Gemara's kasha is, why do I need im kesef l'rabbis Pesach she'ibrish nasa? That it's a Pesach that I can't use. Why can't I use it? Because it's too old. I can't use it anymore as a Karban Pesach. That what's the halacha? It becomes a Shlamim. Why can I learn it? Why can I learn it from the original Makar, the one on Daf Ches Amid Beis, that was the Makar to Pesach Shloi Bezmanoi, Shloi Lishma, that has the din of a Shlamim, V'imen Atzayin Karbonoi, L'Zevach Shlamim. And then the Gemara continues, V'akati, I have another kasha, meaning I have a third makar. Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, Nafkadam, Rav Nachman, Rabbi Ravu, Nafkadam, Meis Pesach Shkar, Shlomai, Doin, Meis Pesach Shkar, Shlomai, 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 Shlomai. So what does it mean that you're going to bring the carbon Pesach as Bokar? Elam, Mikan, Meis Pesach, if you have Meis Pesach, Shayel, Dover, Abom, and Atsoinu, Mina Bokar, it converts into something that could be brought as Bokar. My new Shlomai, what is that Shlomai? So I end up having three psukim. I have Dav Zayin Amid Beis Makar, I have Dav Ches Amid Beis Makar, I have Dav Tes Amid Aleph. Makar. Why do I need three makaris? El Tras or Kroy Ksivi. I have three makaris to teach me three different nuances in the halacha of Moisa Pesach. By the way, not the three we mentioned before, a little bit different than what we said. Chad le Ibra Zmanev Ibra Shans. One's coming to tell me if I have a carbon Pesach that was Ibra Zmanev, meaning it's not Pesach anymore. The Ibra Shnasai, it's too old. At that point, the halacha is, it becomes a Shlamim. V'chad le'Ibra Zmanai v'lo Ibra Shnasai. I need another pasuk to tell me if it was Ibra Zmanai, it's not Pesach anymore, but it's still old enough to be an animal, chiddush, that once Pesach passes, even though it's technically still within the year, so Duroi technically based on its own age to be a Karban Pesach, it's not a Karban Pesach anymore. V'chad lo Yibra lo Yismanoi v'lo Yishnasai. The third one's coming to tell me if it was lo Yibra lo Yismanoi v'lo Yishnasai, how then would it become a Karban Pesach? So we have two ways. Number one, maybe if it was a Meiser Pesach, I'm not sure. But the point, the Iker way is, if it was brought Shaloi Bezmanoi, Shaloi Lishma, meaning it was Loi Bezmanoi yet. Pesach didn't pass, yeah? Or I was Mafrish too, and then I have two now. So I'm not going to But the point is that in a case where it was like Ibris Manai and it was like Ibris Shnasai, I need a Makar over there too, that this Pesach is going to be a Vitzrichi, and I need all three. And the Gemara explains it very simply. If I only had one, have a Minhechad Ibris Shnasai, it was Manai. If it's not, there's man anymore, it's too old already. The Itchi mi Pesach Legamri. Aval Ibris Manai Veloy Shnasai. But if it's only Ibris Manai, but not Shnasai, meaning it's not Pesach anymore, but it's not a year old either, the Chazik, the Pesach Sheni, oh, I can use it for Pesach Sheni. Emeloy, maybe it should be Kosher, maybe it shouldn't get a Shlomim yet, because I can still use it for Pesach Sheni. Because Rahman Hani Tarti had, I had two Makaris, which from the Itchalim in Mosayo. Okay, at the very least, it was Nitcha. Aval Hechat Loy Ovar Loy Zmanai Veloy Shnasai. But if it wasn't Ovar Zmanai, and it wasn't Ovar Shnasai, the Chazik le Pesach, what did I do? Because I had a Machshav but it's Chazi LePesach. Ei Maloi Tzrichi. That's why I need a Tzricha. So exhale. Zok the Gemara Vayta. Amar Rav Mishmei Demavik. So we turn our attention from the halachas of Pesach back to Chatos. So Zayin Amid Beis was Pesach, and then Ches Amid Aleph was Chatos, and then Ches Amid Beis and Tes Amid Aleph was Pesach. And now we're going back to Chatas. Again, what does Pesach and Chatas have in common? Those are the two karbanos, but Shalei Lishma is going to be possible. So this next Amid is a Geshmak Amid Gemara. Amid Rav Mishmei de Mavoik. Rav said in the name of a Chacham, whose name was Mavoik. Chatas sheshachto l'shem Chatas nachshin kshev. If somebody brings a karban Chatas, the Kohen does, and he had in mind while he was doing the Avodah, l'shem Chatas, so far so good. But he had in mind, not a regular Chatas Chelev, but he had in mind Chatas nachshin. He had in mind that he was bringing the carbon chatos, the nachshin ben aminodav brought b'yom hakamas hamishkan. So we know that the Nesiim brought their karbanos. Torah details it in Parashas Nasai, detailed in quotations over and over and over again. The Torah chazes over the parish of the Nesiim, and the Torah over there mentions in the parish of the Nesiim that when the Nesiim brought their karbanos, one of the things they brought was sirach of the chatos. The karbonoi, kairis kesef achas, shloishim mea mishkola, sir izim echa lechatas. So the kohen is bringing a regular chatas chela, but he has a mind not that he's bringing a chatas chela, but instead he has a mind that he's bringing a chatas nachshoin. So the halach is kosher. Why? The amakrob, because the pasuk says, zois teres achatas, teres achas lechala chatas. End of the day, you had a mind chatas, even though the chatas that you had in mind is a very different type of chatas. Doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you had in mind chatas. Why is it a different type of chatas? So Rashi says, because that chatas wasn't bala kapara. That chatas, Rashi's lashon is, was doiroi. It was a gift. Just like we said in oila, which is mechaper, but it's not bala kapara, it's doiroi. The chatas that nachshon, the chatas that the Nesiim brought, was doiroi. I mean that it was doiroi, and it's a different type of chatas. So I almost could have thought it's like the Kohen brought a chatas of Shemaila. Because the chshivos of what the chatas usually is, this chatas doesn't have. Kamash Malon, Zoyz Teres Achatos, Teres Achas L'chol Achatos, so it doesn't matter what type of Achatos you bring, at the end of the day, the halacha is, it's going to be kosher. Yosef Rava, V'kom Alolo HaShmaita, Rava was sitting and saying over this halacha, and Rav Sharshi was there. Eisvi Rav Sharshi L'Rava, so Rav Sharshi has Rava from a Mishnah in the beginning of Mesechtes Menachos. So a little bit of background before we see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Kol HaMenachos Shenikmetzu, so carbon mincha was very different than a regular carbon. Regular carbon begins with an animal. Carbon mincha begins with flour. It was very, very different. And the carbon mincha had dalet avoidos that were done, not avoidos hadam, because there was no dam, but there were four avoidos that were done with the mincha that paralleled the dalet avoidos that were done with a carbon. So just like a carbon had shchita, the mincha had kemitza. The carbon had kabbalah, the mincha, the kohen, after he did the kemitza, would take what he took, his meloi kumtzai, he would put it into a klisharis, and it would make it halik. The carbon had hoylacha, to bring the dam to the mizbeach to do the zrika. By a mincha, the kohen would do the same thing. He would take the kemitza that's in the klisharis, he would bring it to the mizbeach. And the carbon finally had zrika, that was the mechaper, the equivalent thereof was taking the kohenitz and burning it on the mizbeach. Al-kapanah du'adal rafaydis. And just like there's a halacha, that a carbon has to be brought l'shma, there's a halacha that a mincha has to be brought l'shma as well. So what happens if a mincha is brought shalei l'shma? So the first Mishnah Masechtas Menachos parallels the first Mishnah Masechtas Vachem. This is literally the first Mishnah. Kol ha-menacha is shenik mitzu shalei l'shma k'sheirois elo shalei alu l'vaylon l'shem chayva. Chutz, with the exception of a minchas chayte and a minchas kenois. A minchas chayte and minchas kenois are the exception. There the halacha is that even if you do it shalei l'shma, not only is it But in that case, it's going to be possible. That's the sheet of the Tanakhama. Rab Shimon argues. Let's see, Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds every mincha. It doesn't matter if it's a regular mincha, or even the minchas chayte and the minchas kanois that the Tanakhama holds in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos Apostle. Every single mincha shaloi l'shma is kosher, number one. And it's all of the Bible l'shem chayva. It's a world apart from zvachim. You start zvachim, you start dealing with things that are possible. When you start Menachos, Menachos are ganz andere maisa. Minchas ami, kol ha-menachos ksherim. Every mincha is kosher, not just that. Why? So Rav Shimon explained himself. Because every mincha was unique. What are you worried about? Someone's bringing a mincha's machvas, and he's going to have a mind l'shem minchas marcheshes. What are you worried about? You're worried about his machshav? His machshav is not doing anything. Because everybody sees this, that it's not a marcheshes, it's a machvas. Additionally, chareva l'shem balula. He's going to take a minchas chareva, and he's going to have a mind the minchas balula. So being that it's nicker, when the Kohen does the Avodah, which mincha he's bringing, I don't care about the machshava that he's having. Because it's nicker that he's doing the right thing. As opposed to zvachim. Avu zvachim inakein. Shchita achas l'kulon. It's all the same. Kabbalah achas l'kulon. Zrika achas l'kulon. It's for that reason that lachi is that when it comes to zvachim, shloi l'shma is going to be a problem. So we have a machlokes, Reb Shimon and the Chacham. According to the Chacham, just like there's a din shloi l'shma by zvachim, there's a din shloi l'shma by Menachos. According to Reb Shimon, there's no din shaloi l'shma by Menachos. Why? And I gave a reason for it. Because maseh ma'chichin, it's nicker when you bring a mincha, what mincha you're bringing, it's for that reason, you have to think about the lumdus, that the machshava shaloi l'shma doesn't bother me. It's time is the Gemara, even Reb Shimon, who's the mekel, who holds there's no such thing as machshava shaloi l'shma when it comes to a mincha, time is the maseh ma'chichin, it's all because of a svara, ha'in maseh ma'chichin, you wouldn't have the svara of maseh ma'chichin loy, you wouldn't have that halacha. Fake the Gemara, amai, why not? Lema, why don't we say zayis teres ha'mincha, teres achas l'chol ha'menachis? Mar is asking a very gishmak akasha. Mar is saying that by zvachim, I understand the idea of shaloi l'shma. You bring a chatos l'shem oilo. You bring an oilo l'shem shlamet. They're all different. Every carbon has its own shem. It has its own name. Being that every carbon has its own name, so I get the concept of shaloi l'shma. But Rav said a chiddush in the name of Mavoik. He said that if I bring a chatos l'shem chatos, the two chatois can be so different. It doesn't matter. One's a doiren, one's a mechaper, chatos nachshon. So you take us a chatos. He had a drasha. It's a chata, a chatas is a chatas is a chatas. As it relates to the halachas of the Shema. Tain is the Gemara, so why don't you say the same thing? It says, Zois teres ha-menachis. So say, a mincha is a mincha is a mincha. So how is it bechlal shayach? A mincha shaloi l'shma. The chachamim o mincha shaloi l'shma is loy olu l'bayim l'shem chayv and nizim v'menachis that apostle. And even Reb Shimon who holds it's okay, it's because of a svara. But at the end of the day, say a mincha is a mincha is a mincha. Just like we said, a chatas is a chatas is a chatas. Gevaldik akash, it's the same drasha. Zois teres achatas, zois teres amincha. So the Gemara says, you're right. Rav or Mavoi could have never said this. Eliyit mahochiyit. Amar Rabish made the Mavoi chatas sheshachta. Not l'shem chatos nachshon, but rather al minas sheyischaper ba nachshon k'shera. So if the Kohen had a mind, and you know who he was, Reuven brought a carbon, he did an aver b'shoigig, he makes the track up to the Makom HaMikdash, he pays the money, kizba se'ira, and then the Kohen doesn't have a mind. Reuven, he has a mind, nachshon benami nadav. So the halach is it's going to be kosher. Why? Because ein kapar lo mason and chaver redum yudidei, the only time you have a shem yubayilim is if the person was chayev. Nachshon can't be chayev because Nachshon is not a lie. It's afraid to come up. Why are you thinking of such a creative Nachshon? Just say meis. Hakamash malon. The Gemara says time in the meis. Hadachayidum in the Nachshon psula. Zeigishmak. What if the person he had in mind was alive and that person was dumy the Nachshon? He had a chiyuv chatos. Similar to Nachshon's chatos. Now, what was Nachshon's chiyuv chatos? He had to bring the series of Nachshon chatos. He had to bring the chatos nasi. It's possible today, says the Gemara, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, for someone not to be the nasi of Shevet Yehuda, and still he's going to have a chiyuv to bring a carbon chatos. A chatos that's not similar to the classic chatos, it's more similar to Nachshon's chatos, which Rashi said is doiroin. It's going to be similar to that. How that? Chatos nazar and chatos mitzayra. Because chatos nazar and chatos mitzayra are like... So the chiddush is that if he had a mind nachshon, being the nachshon is a maze, it's not chaver dumya. That's not going to be a shinu bible. But if you have a mind, someone that's dumya, like a nazar or a mitzayra, but the Gemara says hani oilis neno. Wow, says the Gemara, I don't think that should even be true. I think that shouldn't be shinu bible. If someone has in mind chatos l'shem, someone that's chayiv chatos nazar chatos mitzayra, klape the chatos chelev that's being brought by the kohen, the chatas nazar, the chatas mitzvah is like an oila. It should be kosher. The Gemara says, "Yeah, but yitma hachi yitma." Amar Rabbi Shmei the Mavik chatas sheshachta al shemechuyev chatas kenachshon ksheira. If he had in mind for someone that's mechuyev chatas kenachshon will in fact be kosher, and the reason is chatas nachshon oily. And what's the example of that chatas today? Chatas mitzvah, chatas nazar, and chenami. You're right. You're right. That's exactly what the Gemara is saying. What the Gemara is saying is what Rav said in the name of Mavik was that if a chatas was brought. But the Shinui Bailer was Chaveru Dumi Day, someone that was Chai Chatas, but a different type of Chatas. Not a Chatas Chela, but rather Chatas Naz, Chatas Mitzayra. The Halachas would be kosher because it's not Chaveru Dumi Day. Similar, because those Chatois are treated like Chatas Nachshoin, which is actually viewed as Doiroin Ba'alma. We'll stop here. What's that? No, the Gemara continues. Trust me, it goes to the bottom. What? Oh, I'm sorry. Very good. Meaning, why are you picking chatas nachshon? So the Gemara says, Iker chatas nachshon. Very good. The Gemara went to the chapon, the Iker chatas. The first chatas that was ever brought was nachshon's chatas, right? He brought it the first day, Yema Kamas HaMishkan. So that was the first chatas that was ever brought. So we're mentioning nachshon's chatas. But Enochanami, Lav Dafka, we could have mentioned chatas nozah, chatas mitzayr, which is something that was shchiach bezman HaMikdash, and something that's maybe a little bit more relevant. Before we end, just a little bit, or if we have time, a lot of bit of raid. So we've been learning the sugyas of machshava shaloi lishma. The idea of a machshava shaloi lishma that's kosher for le'olu l'bailun l'shem chayva. And sometimes, not only is it kosher for le'olu l'bailun l'shem chayva, but sometimes the machshava shaloi lishma is even going to make the carbon pasal. The Mishnah Melech, in Hilchos Psulei HaMikdashim, Perek Yud Gimel, clears the shayla. Anytime you find in Kachin this idea of a machshava hapiselis, whether it's machshava shalei lishma, or whether it's a machshava spigel chutzas mali chutzam kaimai, or whether it's a machshava b'shas shchitas karbin pesach lishom oichlav, whatever the machshava hapiselis zol nidzayin, clears the Mishnah Melech, does the kohen merely have to have a bad thought? Machshava in order to make the carbon pasul? Or says the Mishnah Melech, maybe a machshava alone would never be enough to make a carbon pasul. And when we say machshava, we're using that word loosely. But rather, in order for the kohen to make a carbon pasul aydei machshava, he would actually have to speak out. He would need dibur. It would have to be bepeh in order for the carbon to be pasul. So we're talking about a regular machshava shloi lishma, a regular machshava spigel. If you ask the man on the street, he would say, of course, it's a machshava. So if it's a machshava, what's the shayla? Of course, machshava shloi lishma. Isn't that what the word is? So all you'd have to do is think about it, and automatically it's going to be possible. Mishnah Melech wasn't sure. The Mishnah Melech said, I'm the stop. It says the Mishnah Melech that I think from the steam of Lashon HaRambam, in the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, it's mashma very, very clearly one way. The Rambam says, Shalish machshava yisem shepoislan es hakarbonos. Ve'elu hei, machshava shini Hashem, machshavas hamokin, machshavas hazman. Rambam goes on to explain, machshava shini Hashem is the aloch of lishma. Machshavas hamokim is shinui mokim. Machshavas hazman is chutz lezmanai. The bottom line is says the Mishnah Melech, midivrei Rambam nira, dechol machshava dekotchim havi afilu beloi hoitza bepeh. Which you would think is the Pashas. Emes is, Toysvus, right in the beginning of the Sechta. Toysvus, Dav Bezam and Aleph says, Ubeperek ha-mafkid pirashti. Hod ha-machshava peiselis bekotchem. I bedibur ha-zevach nizbach shaloi lishma. Oy afilu b'machshava. So Toysvus already introduces the suffix of the Mishnah Melech. And Toysvus says, take a look at what I said in Perek ha-mafkid. Because over there I was mefarish, very, very clear. Toysvus leaves us in suspense until you get to Perek ha-mafkid. Whether it's takib b'machshava enough, or whether it would have to be a peh. If you look at Toysvus, it's the bottom Toysvus in Bob says Tosfos, the context is the halachas of Shaleach Yad, the Dalet Shomrim, Hach Machshava, says Tosfos, Havi Dibur. That this Machshava that you find in that sugya with regards to the Shaleach Yad, it means Dibur. Kediyalef me'al kol davar. V'chei Machshavas pigul nami havi b'dibur v'loi v'loi. And Tosfos has arrived from Gemara Zvachim, Daf Lamin, Menachas Daf Gimel, Psochem Samach Gimel, and Gittin Daf Nut Dalet. Okay, so Tosfos has a few riots. But either way, says Tosfos that even though you always find the lashon of machsheves pigul, machsheves lav dafka, but rather machsheves pigul havi bedibur v'leib v'leib. If it's true for machsheves pigul, it's obviously going to be true for machshava shloi lishma as well. And this is Rashi says the same thing. Rashi in Perek Tomid Nishchat Psochim Daf Samach Gimel Amud Aleph. That's one of the Maror Mekoymes that Tosfos tells you to take a look at. It says Rashi, and I quote: Kol machshava dekotchim moitzi bepivu. Al kol ponim, you have a Rashi. in Psachim Samach Gimel Amar Aleph. You have a taste of Bava Mitzvah Perik HaMafkid, Daf Mem Gimel Amar Beis, that are very, very clear. That whenever we talk about a Machshava of Kachim, we don't mean Dafka Machshava. If I cared, a Machshava alone wouldn't be enough. Mitzacheni, we have the Stimus Lashon HaRambam that Mishal Malach was Medayik, where the Mishal Malach said that from the Rambam's Lashon of Sholish Machshava, he's saying it's Mashma, that a Machshava Ba'alma, that would be enough in order to make a Karbin Pasel. The Michas Chinuch, a Mitzvah Yud, in the mitzvah of achilas matzahs, he discusses mitzvah tzrichas kavana, and the Michas Chinuch declares, according to the man that holds mitzvah tzrichas kavana, which by the way, la halacha and mechaber brings the yeshayim mitzvah tzrichas kavana, mishayim ain't tzrichas kavana. So for sure, we suffic, we pass in mitzvah tzrichas kavana. So says the Michas Chinuch, yesh lachkar. When a person's about to do a mitzvah tzrichas kavana, is it enough to have a machshava to do the mitzvah, or maybe you need dibur bepeh? Maybe you have to read it ois. Maybe you have to speak it out. Says the Michas Chinuch, I think it's totally in the machlekes rishon. According to Rashi in Perek Tam in Nishchat and Tosfos in Perek Hamafkid, that when it comes to the machshava hapoyslos with regards to kachin, what's the definition of machshava hapoyslos? It means dibur, so maybe mitzvah tzrichas kavana would require dibur as well. But according to the Rambam, the way the Mishnah Malach was medayik in the Rambam, all it has to be is a machshava. The Rambam never said it needs dibur b'peh. So from the steam of Sloshin Rambam, the Mishnah Malach says it's mash, but the Rambam didn't hold like that chiddush in Rashi and Tosfos. Vayis Tos, you don't need dibur b'peh. So for mitzvah tzrichas kavana, you wouldn't need dibur b'peh either. Ayin Sham, it's in the Minchas Chinuch Mitzvah Yud at the very end of the mitzvah. The Mishnah Melech has an arichos in this discussion, and one of the kashas that the Mishnah Melech asks on the Rambam who holds that machshava alone is enough, is from two gemaras: a gemara in Zvachim, daf Chof Tes Amid Beis, and a gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, daf Pei Tes Amid Beis. The gemara in Zvachim says as follows: a very, very important gemara, certainly important for the raid that we're about to speak out right now. Says the gemara, Amr Rabbiani. Rabbiani said, Minayin l'mechashiv b'kachav shu loikav. How do you know that if somebody has a machshava hapaiselas by kachim, he gets malchus? Talmud loimar, it says in the pasuk, lo yechashav. So what does it say, lo yechashav? It says it in the parsha pigol. Vim heyochel yeyochel mipsar zevach shlomov, bayoyim ha-shlishi lo yeyrotze, ha-makriv oisoy, lo yechashav lo pigol, yev ha-nefesh ha-echeles mimenu avoy nertis. There's a lot going on in that one, very long pasuk. But it says in the pasuk, we're talking about pigol, and it says lo yechashav. So it says, the gemara, amach abiyanai, minayu v'machashav b'kashim shulogi. How do you know if someone has a machshav ha-paiselos by kashim, he gets malkos? Talmud lo yemar, it says in the Torah, lo yechashav. Amalei rav ashi the ramari, lav shem be maisu. Isn't it a lav shame by Maisa? Amalei Rabbi Yehuda. You're right. I don't mean according to everybody. I mean according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Amma lav shame by Maisa loikinol. But I'll go part of according to Rabbi Yehuda that holds lav shame by Maisa loikinol. Says the Gemara, the halacha is you're going to get Malkus for someone that has a machshava pigul. Freik the Mishlo Melech. If the taitch of a machshava means it was merely be machshava, you never spoke it out. How does Bezdin know that this Kayin had a Machshavas Pigel? How in the world are you going to be able to give him Malkus? I don't understand how it's possible. The Gemara said very clearly, Rabbi Yannai said it, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, they get Malkus on a lav shein by Maisa. If somebody would have a Machshavas Pigel, he'd get Malkus for the Machshavas Pigel. Freik the Mishlo Melech, Bishloima, if a Machshavas Pigel is Bedibur. So there were two Edim, there was Hasra, the person was warrants. It's very good. You have all the technical criteria that you need to give a person Malkus. But if Pigel happens by Machshava, who knows about it? If nobody knows about it, there's no Edim. So if there's no Edim, how in the world are you giving this person Malkus? And says the Mishnah Melech, I'll show you a Mefurish Gemara, where the Gemara makes this very basic, elementary Balabatisha argument. The Gemara is in Perek Elohein HaNechnokim. Write it that you can see Perek Chelik from here. It's literally the last Amid of the first part of Masechta Sanhedrin. And the Gemara says as follows, Tani Tana Kameda Rav Chizda. There was a Tana that told Rav Chizda that a Navi that's Koivesh Nevuasai is like a Koivish is nevuasa like Amalei. So Rav Chizda told the Tana, what kind of statement is that? Man da achel tamri ba'arba lo like it. If somebody eats dates, you're gonna give him Malkus? Says Rashi, it's just a way of saying, how can you give him Malkus? As far as we know, he didn't do anything wrong. How do you know that he's a Kovish Nevuasai? So the Gemara has to jump through a bunch of hoops to come up with a tzir. How would it be possible for two Edom to know that somebody was a Kovish Nevuasai? How would you be Shaykh to give him Malkus? So Freik the Mishnah Melech, those same immortal words that the Gemara used in Sanhedrin Peites Amid Beis, Man da ochel tam ba'arba l'loika, according to the Rambam, that every Machshavas Pigel happens al yidei Machshava. How in the world do you give somebody Malkus? And the Gemara says clearly, according to Yehuda, that you like a fresh lav shein by mice, you'd get Malkus. It's brought down on the gillies, right on the side of on the Shapsi Franco Rambams. I am Mashakosav. He springs loyadati my kushya. He says, I don't understand what the Mishlo Melech's kasha was. It's true. A person is over and makes a carbon pigle if he has a machshava spigle. You don't have to speak it out. You want out with Shaykh Malkus? If he did speak it out. If he spoke it out, he's going to get Malkus. Taka, not Malkus for what he said, Malkus for what he thought. You have to work that out in the lumdus. But Zakhar of Kiveg, I'm not sure what the Mishal Malach's grace at me is. Because Enachinami, you're over the Isser Pigle just for the Machshava. And Enachinami, the carbon becomes Pigle, becomes puzzle just for the Machshava. But at the same time, as far as Malkus goes, you're right, you would need more than that. It would have to be a Hechitimtsa. The Hechitimtsa would be where he spoke it out. Oh, he spoke it out. Now we know. Now you made him. Now it's going to be Shaykh for this person to get Malkus. But Emma says, this Gemara right here, in Zvachim, Daf Chof Tes on the days, that the Mishnah Malach Shtel Tzu, one of his two Gemaras, to ask his Kasha and the Rambam, is a gewaldige, gewaldige Gemara. There's so much raid here. And I think the place to start is Rashi in Bava Kama, Daf Hei Amid Haf. So the Rashi that we spoke about last week, the Gemara over there was discussing the Arba Avos Nezikin, and Rav Oshia had Shlalosh Asar Avos Nezikin, and then Rav Chia has Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin. There's 24 Avos Nezikin. Fake the Gemara, Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin. Minyana Lemutei Ma, I can do the math, I can sit down, I can count, I know if there's 22 or 23 or 27 or 21. What does the Rav Chia need to do the math for me? Esrim Varba Avos Nezikin, it must be coming to be Mamayit something. And the Gemara said, Lemutei Maisrim Mafakal, it's coming to be Mamayit something. It's coming to be Maisrim Mafakal. I would have thought a Meiser is a Mazik, Kamash Mulan, he's not part of the Ovis Nezikin. I would have thought a Mafago, he's also not part of the Ovis Nezikin. So the Gemara says Mafago, that's what we need. Why? Why didn't Rav Chia count Mafago? Chur of a Koyan has Machshavas Pigel, he is a Mazik. Has a Shane Nicker, he is a Mazik. So that's the Gemara, it's true, Rav Chia knew he's a Mazik. Oh, but Bekachim like Kamari. He wasn't handling Kachim, he learned Zvachim, you'll be with Bekachim Kamari. But Rav Chia wasn't Bekachim Kamari, and as a result, he left Mafago out of his list of 24. Zokte, look at Rashi, what does Mafago mean? Koyin sheshachat korbanei shel Yisrael. It means a koyin that shechted a korban shel Yisrael. Chatos. The korban was a korban chatos. L'shum shlamim. And he had in mind that he's bringing it l'shum shlamim. The ain't a korban oyle l'chayvus b'ayla. The halach is a chatos l'shum shlamim. A chatos shaloy l'shma is loy olu l'bayla l'shem chayva. V'tzarechach. And that's why a mafagel is a mazik. And that's why it could have, would have, should have been in the minyan of the Rav Chia. But the kotzim like a mairi. That's why it's not included. So we mentioned there's two tmias on this Rashi. Number one, Rashi is talking about a chatos l'shum shlamim. So why did Rashi just say that it's like all the Bible the same chayva? Rashi should have said better. Rashi should have said it's possible. And if there's anything we learned in the last 10 days, it's kol azvachem shenizbuch shalei l'shman cherem ela shalei all the Bible shem cherem chutz min apesach. Achatas is even possible. It's worse. You can't do the aktori. You can't do the zrika. You can't even eat the basa. So we said over there from Yeshua speaks that in cheer. And the Zayd of the Brisker Rav, that the Brisker Rav said that pshat's pashit, because when you learn about a kama daf hey, it doesn't matter that you can't do the aktori. It doesn't matter that you can't eat the basa. It doesn't matter you can't do this week. The only thing that matters is that I had a chiyuv to bring a carbon. I gave it over to a kohen. The kohen messed up my carbon. He had a machshavas pigel. It's there. It's loy over the bayim l'shem chayva v'tzorech acher. The kohen's a mazik. That's what we need when we're learning Bava Kama Daf Hei. It's true, said the Brisker Rav. When you learn Zvachim, you have to know much more than that. Can I do this Rika? Can I do the Akhtar? Okay, it's a good Shaila. The Halach is you can. But it's not, it's irrelevant information when you're learning Bava Kama. The punchline of even Chata Shaloi Lishma when you're learning Bava Kama is not that it's possible. It's that it's like Olo Lubayim Shem Chayva. Anything else is Miutar. It's not necessary. That's what Rashi said the Nakuda. Rashi chapped on the Nakuda of the Chata Shaloi Lishma. It's not the puzzle. It's the Le'olo L'bayim Shem Chayim. But the Kamed Afei, that's all that matters. That's why Rashi discussed that. But there's a bigger Tmiya on Rashi. There's a bigger Tmiya. The Gemara said Mefagel. And Rashi didn't teach Mefagel. Rashi teached Chatas L'shum Shlom. So we spoke at a Mahalach from the Meir Rosh Yeshiva, Rav Asher Arieli. But the emes is that the Chassam Sofer asked this discussion. Chassam Sofer Offenar, right here, Al Atar. Bava Kama, Daf Hei Amid Aleph, the Chassam Sofer asks the Kasha. Rashi, L'chura, was Toya B'dvar Mishnah. It was Toya Nechitin, V'hoida Loi B'sa'irin. The Gemara says, Mefagel, and what did Rashi say? Chatas, Shaloi L'shma. L'chura, we're not talking about Shaloi L'shma. We're talking about pig. What's pigle? He did $1 Vedas Adam, and he had in mind to eat the basar, or to be Makta Deimur, maybe do this Rika, we'll see the rain in tomorrow's daf. Chutz L'zmanei, Chutz L'mkaimai. Shaloi L'shma is a whole different thing. Shini Kaidah, Shini Bailin. What's Rashi talking about? Zokta, Chassam Sofer, I'm going to tell you Pshat. The Gemara that we just spoke about, where Rabbi Yannai says, "Minayin, how do you know?" It says in the Torah, "Lo yichashe." And according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds lav she'im by ma'isol loyken olav, you're going to get malchus if you over loyichash. Zok tichsam soifra chedesh. He said that that lav of loyichashiv is only if a person has a machshavas pegel. If you would have a different type of machshava apesela, such as a machshava shaloy lishma by a chattis and a pesach, over there the halacha would be that you wouldn't be over loyichashiv. Says the chassid, how do I know that? Because what does it say loyichashiv? It says loyichashiv in the parish of pegel. Loyichashiv. Loi, pigul yiyev anefesh ha'echelas yuveno v'netisa. It says it in the parasha of pigul. So if it says it in the parasha of pigul, so the halacha is that when a person is over, has a machsheves pigul, he's over a lav loi chashiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, when you're over loi chashiv, what happens? You get malchus. If you get malchus, there's no mamon. Because he can't be like a mishalim. Rashi wanted this gemara to work aliba the kuli alma. He didn't want it to only work not aliba the Rabbi Yehuda. So said the chassam sofer, Rashi said the gemara can't mean real pigel. The way we usually teach pigel. Because if we mean real pigel, then l'chura, he's anyways not a mazik. Meaning he's anyways not going to be chayiv. He's not from the esrim varba of his nezikin. He's anyways not going to be chayiv to pay. Because how do you have a machsheves pigel? By being over lo yichashiv. Once you're over lo yichashiv, you're like, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you're going to be like, you can't be like a mishalim. That's why Rashi was mefarish this gemara mipshutai, and Rashi said that we're probably using the word pigle loosely, but he doesn't, what do you mean pigle? Because pigle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's not going to be a chiyuv mamon, there's no mazik, because he can't be like a mishalim. Instead, what must it mean? It must mean machsheves shalai lishma. But in this chassam sofer, it's mavur, a big vart. Because Rabbi Yanai, in the Gemara, in Zvach and Chavtas and Medbeis, never said the word, he never uttered the word pigle. He never breathed the word pigle. He didn't think the word pigle. Am Rabbi Yanai, minayim lemechashev bekachev shuv like it. He said mechashev bekachev. Maybe mechashev bekachev means even machshava shalei lishma. You'll have the same cheshman. Maybe machshava shalei lishma. You also get malchus according to Rabbi Yehuda. He just said mechashev shalei lishma. Chassam Sofer said it has to be that way. Because what's the makar to lo yichashev? The makar to lo yichashev is the parish of pigle. Oh, so the makar is the parish of pigle. So it makes sense that it should be true by pigle. The emes is if you look in the Rambam in Hilchas Psulei Amikdash and Perik Yukes Halacha Aleph. The Rambam brings this halach, this halacha, the lav of lo yichashev. So the Rambam, kol hamechashev machshava she'ena mechayna bekachem. If somebody has a machshava she'ena nechayna during kachem, hareza oiver b'loy saseh, sheharehu oimer lo yichashev. The Rambam doesn't say the word pigle. The Rambam says, kol hamechashev machshava she'ena nechayna bekachem. Rabbi Yana is loshen kamat in Zvachim Chavtez Amid Beis. Hareza oiver b'loy saseh. Because it says lo yichashev. So the Rambam in Piyash Mo Lamdu sheklal din zeh. What's the side of lo yichashev? Shelo yafsid hakodshim b'machshav. Because when a person is mafsid kodshim b'machshava, hareze doyme lematul mum b'kodshim. It's similar to being matul mum b'kodshim. V'afal pikin ainu like you shein a machshava ma'isa. Because machshava is not a ma'isa. The Rambam holds labshim b'ma'isa. Ain't like an old, you know, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. But the Rambam, when he brings this halacha of lo yichashev, the Rambam gives a reason for it. He says mepiyash alamdu she bichlal din zeh shelo yafsid hakodshim b'machshava. The side of the halacha is don't be mafsid kodshim b'machshava. If that's the underlying Nikuda for this lav of lo yichashev, there's no reason it should be miyuchad for pigle. If it's a prost exeris akosiv in the parish of pigle, okay, by pigle there's a lav of lo yichashev. But the Rambam gave a reason for it. He said it's doyma lematum and bekotchen. Shebechlal din zesh lo yafsid akotchen and machshava. So mali, if I was mafsid with a machshev as pigle, or if I was mafsid with a machshev as shloy lishmo, and I was bringing a chadis or a pesach, at the end of the day, the chur, I was mafsid kotchen and machshava. So the chur from the Rambam, it's mashman alek tichsam soif. Okay. Some say the same shayna to Rashi, a very shver Rashi. Rashi could argue with the Rambam, right? The problem is, there's two Rashis in Shas, where Rashi says mefurish, that there's a lo yichashev even by shaloi l'shma. We even spoke out one of them already. There's two Rashis. One is in Zvachim Dav Beis, and the other one is Menachas Dav Beis. You don't have to go very far. Zvachim Dav Beis, right, the Gemara said that if you have a machshava shaloi l'shma by one of the avodas, you're not allowed to l'katchila have a machshava shaloi l'shma by one of the later avodas. Says Rashi, "V'kimid Rachmana Karya Nedava Mi Sharya Lishnuye Ha'amrina B'Perik Sheni L'Kaman Da Chavtes Amid Beis." I'm reading literally 5 lines from the top of Zvachim Da Beis Amid Beis. We learned in the second parak, "Osur L'Chashev B'Kachim V'Yalef Mikra D'Lo Yichashev." Rashi's explaining our sugya. The sugyas of Zvachim. We're talking about the Machshava Shloi Lashma. So if you had a Machshava Shloi Lashma by a Shechita, you can't have it by the Kabbalah. We learn it from the Ella Shloi Alu Labai Lul Hashem Chayva. Right? Yibay Yisayim Akrai, Yibay Yisayim Asfar. It's learned out from the Ella. What was Yibay Yisayim Asfar? Just because I had a Machshava Shloi Lashma doesn't mean I'd still Aser. Aser, wow, Rashi said it's Aser Lashnuye. Where do you see this Iser? So Rashi sends you to Zvachim Chavdazam Abbeis. It's Aser Lachashavash. So Rashi himself said clearly, Rashi's mefurish. You can't argue with this Rashi. Rashi says mefurish that the same lo yichashid you have by machsheves pigul, you have by machsheves shalei lishma. By the way, Rashi says it in menachas habeis on the base. So it's a pella the chasam sofer. It's merav sinigri. It's tzorach yin gadol. How could the chasam sofer say pshat and Rashi bava kama? The reason Rashi said shalei lishma, not pigul, because had it been pigul, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'd get malchus for lo yichashid. Not loyku meshalev. So he's not going to be chayiv chiyuv a mazik anyways because he's getting malchus. Luchura machsheves shalei lishma is the same thing because Rashi holds this. Same way you chashid that you even when you have a machsheves pigul, you're gonna have when you have a machsheves shaloi l'shma. That means you can ask another kasha. And that is the Mechas Chinuch says. You know that Allah is you're not allowed to be matul mum bekachim, right? The yisoid of the lo yichashid is it's kim matul mum bekachim. But that's pashit that you're not allowed to be matul mum bekachim. It's learnt out from a pasuk. It says lo yisakrivu elo l'Hashem. And the bottom line is we learn that you're not allowed to be matul mum bekachim. It's Mitzvah Reish Pei Zayin in the Michas Chinuch. Michas Chinuch says a gewaldige chiddush. Listen to Michas Chinuch, Geschmack. He says if somebody does an avoida and he has a machsheves pigo, he's over the iser being matum umbekachim. Meaning the Gemara said there's a lav of lo yichashit, and the Rambam explained it because he's kim matum umbekachim. That you're over. That's of course you're over. But says the Michas Chinuch, in addition to that, I think you're over the regular iser matum umbekachim because being that you did the shechita with the machsheves pigo. So right now you made the carbon pasul, you were physically matum umbekachim. And the Michas Chinuch says that lav is a lav sheyesh by maisa. It's not a lav she'ein by maisa. So he says that every single time a person doesn't avoid it with a machshava hapiseles, you're going to get malchus not for the lo yichashe because that's taka lav she'ein by maisa, but for the shechita itself. Because the shechita now that was done by machsheves pigul was a real matul mum bekachim. If that's the case, then mamon of shach. Rashi's talking about a shachat chatos l'shum shlamim. That's the hechetimtza where mefagel would have been a mazik in the chasam soifers using the chasam soifers methodology. That anytime there's a malchus, there's no mokim for mazik, and that's why the chasam soifer says Rashi flipped from pigul to machshava shaloi l'shma. Typically, anyways, then you're not going to have mamon because once you shechted shaloi l'shma, Rashi's talking about a chatos shaloi l'shma is possible, even though Rashi didn't say that, but we know it's possible. So you are matum b'kachim. Once you're matum b'kachim, malchupanim, it's a fest of shail over here. So we have over here machloikis l'chura. Rambam, and we have the way the Chasam Sofer was Mefarish Rashi and Bavakama, I mean, very Shverich Chasam Sofer, whether when it says Lo Yichoshev by Kachem, does Lo Yichoshev mean Dafka to Machsheves Pigel, or is it true for Machsheves Shaloi Lishma as well? So that means there's a lot more to be Meirich, maybe we'll save that for one day this week, but just skip to the punchline. What's the Chur the Yisoid HaShaila? What's the Shaila? Think for a second. What's the longness? What would be the longness? It says Lo Yichoshev. Lo Yichoshev means you're not having Machsheves Pigel. If you have a machsheves pigul, you over a loisa save lo yichashiv. And we have a shiloh. Is that only machsheves pigul? At the end of the day, it was written in the parasha pigul. Maybe it applies to a machshava shaloi l'shma as well. In the Rambam, it's mashma even for a machshava shaloi l'shma. Rashi, Menachis Dabbeis, Zvachin Dabbeis says clearly it's true even for a machshava shaloi l'shma. The Chasam Sofer says a big chiddush that maybe it doesn't apply to a machshava shaloi l'shma, and he wants to say that to be miyashiv, the very Shver Rashi Bava Kama Dafhe. What's the Yisoid HaShaila? I think it's the Brisker of Shaila. That's the Shaila. When we say that Shaloi L'Shma is possible, what's the reason Shaloi L'Shma is possible? Is the Pshat, because the carbon has to be L'Shma. And if you are a Mechashim Shaloi L'Shma, it's the Feltis in L'Shma. Memeo the carbon's possible. Meaning, if you don't have a Machshava at all, then it's Stama. But if you have a Machshava Shaloi L'Shma, so now it wasn't L'Shma, it also wasn't Stama, which is L'Shma. So if it wasn't lishma, the mail it's going to be pasul. So if you want to know why the carbon is pasul, it's because there's something missing in this carbon. There was an avoida that was done, and it wasn't done with a machsheves lishma. Or said the Briskrov, maybe that's not the pshat. Briskrov said it with a super lumdis, that stama lishma is something that's chal in the carbon, whatever. But the point is that it's not that you're missing in the lishma. That's the issue when you have a machshava shloi lishma, and is the reason that the carbon's pasul. The reason a machshava shloi lishma pasul is because a machshava has a koyach to pasul avoidus. Just like machshava is pigle, so too a machshava shloi lishma has the ability to do that as well. So the reason when a koyin doesn't avoid it, when a machshava shloi lishma, the carbon is pasul, is not because of what we don't have, it's because of what we do have. It's not because we're missing lishma, because Kirov said, Kenish fell in lishma. Because stama lishma says there's always lishma. Narvas, I have a machshava hapoiselas. I have a machshava here that's saying that the carbon is going to be possible. If the gather of shaloi lishma is machshava hapoiselas, then it makes sense. It should be included in lo yichashet. But if the gather of shaloi lishma is not machshava hapoiselas, maybe there is no machshava hapoiselas of shaloi lishma. The only reason shaloi lishma is possible is because if I had a machshava shaloi lishma, that means I don't have lishma. By definition, sefelt in lishma, and I'm sefelt in lishma, it's possible. But it's not the machshava that bothers me. It's not what I was thinking that concerns me. It's what I wasn't thinking that's bothering me. It's was felt that's the chesaron. It's not what I do have. It's what I don't have. If that's the case, was pasta lo yichashiv. Lo yichashiv makes sense. If it's a machshava hapoiselas, don't have this. The Torah never said don't have a machshava shloilas. The Torah never said that. The Torah said think lishma. How do you not think lishma? Only by thinking shloilas lishma. Because I'm stamas kasha. The only way to think, to not have lishma, is through a machshava shloi lishma. But the Torah, but that's just a hechtimtza. So that can't be included in the lo yichashiv. But I'll call upon him whether there should be a lo yichashiv on a machshava shloi lishma. L'chayr is totally in this shayla. Whether shloi lishma is machshava b'salas or not. If you remember the Brisker Rav, what was his big makar? His makar was the Rambam. The Rambam, Perek Gimel Hilchos Psula Mikdashim, that says sholish machshava is psula same. And his right was from Rashi. Rashi menachis dabez. Rashi is welcome dabez. That was Biskrov's right. Biskrov's right was from this Rashi. Rashi says lo yichashe vayis tois. It's a machshava apiselas. Because if it's not a machshava apiselas, there's no lo yichash. The Torah never said don't think shalay lishma. The Torah just said have lishma. When you think shalay lishma, that's like the hechatimtza of not having lishma. But the Torah doesn't address the hechatimtzas. So the Torah never said lo yichashe. But enochanami, if you're gonna have this other tzad, this Rashi and Baba Kama Daf Hey, that would be the other tzad.